Hi, the name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership, where I chew the fat with guests from many walks of life. Yep, I ponder the big questions, and we play around with some less significant ones too. I sometimes unpick the practice of leadership, delving into what it means to many. We laugh and we explore what it is to live with purpose and meaning. I hope you find the chat as useful as I have having it. Life, purpose, leadership. My guest today is the television and stage actress Annalee Doyle. I have known Annalee for nearly 20 years. She has performed in a range of films, TV and theatre, from comedy to psychological thrillers and slapstick. She regularly appears at the London Comedy Club as an improviser and has also worked as a model and voiceover performer. But hey, I know her as a dear friend and my son's godmother.
So what are we going to talk about?
This is it. The other day, I was like, oh, there's so many deep things to talk about, like what's been happening in our lives. And I was like, fuck that.
That would be dull and boring. And people would probably slit their wrists.
But the thing is, if we're going to do just having a chat, actually what just having a chat should be in a healthy world is a mixture of both.
Yeah, it should be us just talking about what we would normally talk about. But I think one has to be mindful of it being in a podcast, and therefore people will be listening to it and wondering what the fuck that they're on about. But
that's my point.
Yes.
Because people put this facade on, put this mask on. Hence, I tell you why, because the last few days, a few people have said to me, but I thought you were all right. You were doing you're doing incredibly well. Like, on the outside, you're brilliant. Oh, yeah. Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
I'm sure they're the same with you.
Well, it's the perception of people, isn't it? It's people... Well, also, I think also people like to see the good in situations and want to be positive. And so therefore, or want to make sure that they're being careful not to pigeonhole you, or I don't know if that's the right phrase, not to make you feel like that they can see me. That you're in a bad way.
Yeah. Or they just don't see it. And I think only a few people do see it. But then I think, goodness me, that's usually me, the positive going, yes, but this, yes, but this, yes, but this. Now, if somebody said to me at the minute, yes, but you've got this, you've got that, look at all the things you've got. I'm like, are you all right? Like.
Catch a grip. Have you not seen me?
Right? I don't have one thing that I want in my life. But I'm just...
Ooh, that's an interesting thing. I don't have one thing I want in my life. Mm.
Not at the minute, no. I've just had a chat on Tinder about the weather. And I went, do you know what? I'm going to have to delete. This is ridiculous. Like, I've got nothing else to say.
You're going to have to swipe left.
What happened? I'm hilarious. I'm fit. Like, come on. Oh, isn't it muggy in the night? I said. Not any sexual connotation whatsoever.
Oh, no, that's a bit of a letdown. Sure, I go to the tennis club and pretend to play tennis, as you say, and people just know or just assume that everything's all right, that I, to your point, that I have everything that I want. But looks are deceiving, they say.
You know what, though? I think because we're so aware, I'm so aware of everything, all of my surroundings. I'm so aware. I'm so in tune with what I want that I don't know how to put it, because this sounds really neggy. And I'm trying so hard to be positive. But sometimes I think when you try so hard to be positive, everything is zapped out of you. Like you. When I was younger, I used to practice The Secret, and it used to like really, really help.
Good old Rhonda Bryn, whatever her name is.
Rhonda Bryn.
It's a bit like, you know, when people go, right, I'm going to get a life coach. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to sort everything out. You cannot have a life coach if there's only a quarter of your being on this planet at the time. If you're in a really dark place, if you're really, really bad, you can't just have some like magical thing. You need to do the work on yourself.
Absolutely.
You can't go 0 to 60, but people think a life coach, because it's now the new wonder thing. No, no, no. You need to do work on yourself at the same time. Otherwise, there's no magical cure. And I think over the past few years, I've discovered that there ain't no magical cure. It's a mixture of everything else.
So when you say work on yourself, what are you talking about?
Like, but for example, going back to The Secret, you can't just go, I used to go, right, okay, this is what I want. Here's my mood board. This is what I want. All you have to do is think about what you want, do a few chants, bit of med in the morn, not medication, meditation.
Meditation for those who are listening.
And then everyone...
And then it'll fall into place. No,
you can't, because as you get older, other things are thrown into the mix. Like, you know, you can't, for example, lose weight as quickly at 29 as I did when I was 16. Do you know what I mean? Things change. Friendship groups, all sorts of stuff.
So you're saying as you get older, dealing with your issues takes longer?
Yes, mate. It's especially has.
Just as a side, I want to say that Annalee Doyle wasn't drunk at the recording of this podcast. She just couldn't pronounce the word especially.
Going back to the start, you are not where you thought you would be.
What was that word? Especially?
Especially. You are not where you thought you would be.
Okay, yeah. That's quite profound, especially if you thought you are not where you wanted to be.
Or even on the same motorway.
You're not even on the same motorway, no. You're going in the opposite freaking direction. You're heading down to Cornwall instead of bloody Gretna Green.
Knocking about Spaghetti Junction, Bobs.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, dear. There's also something about being okay with the fact that you haven't got what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because
you know what? When I'm at my best, I am okay with that. I am okay with that. But that's my point about life coaching and stuff. You can't, it's not just life coaching. It's this miracle cure that people think, you know, like these 30-day abs challenge. I've just finished the 30-day abs challenge. Well, knock me down with a
You're kidding me. You have done a 30-day abs challenge.
Just as a side, I have known Annalee Doyle for some nearly 20 years, and I have never known her to do anything physical or to do an abs challenge.
I do challenges all the time. Knock me down with a fucking feather. I'm really good at challenges, and that's what I try and set myself to be pos. Wow. I mean, if I paid for it, I'd sue, because it doesn't work. So that's another point. As you get older, things don't work like they would.
Yeah, I get it, yeah. So what you're saying is that when we get to, what, 29, as you say, that you are, that you have to just accept things as they are.
Just as a side, she has gone on about the fact that she's 29. She isn't. She may look it, but she's in her mid-40s.
Whoa.
Isn't that resignation?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I am not accepting anything. When you're feeling a bit shit, you resign yourself, and then that's the spiral, isn't it? You resign yourself, or maybe this is my lot. No, mate. In a week's time, I'll have a few good days.
And you'll be up and ready for
it. And I'll be like, because you know me, dear, I'm not I'm not going to resign myself to something that I don't want. But you have to have the energy, you have to have the impetus, you have to have the
get up and go.
The get up and go. And as you know, when that get up and go is not there, there's no go, Bobs.
There's no.
There's no get up.
There's no go and there's no get up. Yeah.
Depression is like multifaceted, isn't it? Like, have you seen those pictures of what's the name of the comedian that died? Brilliant. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Yeah. And there's pictures of him and a few other really famous people. This is depression. This is depression. And I thought, goodness me, you could have taken over the past month pictures of me in different scenarios with different people looking amazing. And then, you know, lying in bed with my cat about to shit on me. Like, you could have.
Lying on my bed with my cat about to shit on me? Yeah.
Obs is not about to shit on me, but my point is, I feel so bad that I wouldn't give a shit if they did.
No, I get it. I think everybody else gets it.
But those six pictures, but no one wants to see six pictures of Annalee Doyle.
Yes, I guess depression comes in very different forms for different people. What one person's depression looks like is perhaps not what another person's depression looks like. But yet we have social media that creates an image of certain people, and we all aspire to or want to get to their level. We want to have that, dare I say, that 15 minutes of fame. But we don't really understand their lives, because they may appear to be a certain way on social media and in the media generally, but in reality things may be very different for them. So depression does manifest in so many different ways for so many different people. I guess the biggest thing is talking, really asking people, how are you? And then listening.
That's it. Look how short my hair looks.
Your hair looks really good, actually. I really like it like that.
Bobs, I look like I've got pubes on my head.
There's no grey. I'm impressed.
Are you all right?
Oh, right, there is, yeah.
Might have a little birthday.
A birthday colour, Bobs.
Touch up, yeah.
You need a little birthday touch.
Don't I just?
At 29, is it going to be 29 this year or is it 30? Do we?
29, yeah. No. No way, Bubs.
Haven't you stayed 29 for the last 15 years? Well, what are you going to do for your birthday? What's happening? Who's coming? Who's going and who's not?
Oh, I'm having a BBQ here with the foot, because the football's on, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. It's the football day. It's the day of the football.
Yeah. I've watched every match bar one.
There's only been three.
No. Every match in Euro, not England, you idiot.
Suffice to say, I have no idea about football. Coming back to the I don't have anything I want thing, is that the same when it comes to relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in relationships, surely there's you want certain things from a relationship. We want love, we want commitment, we want affection, we want the house, I suppose, as well, and things like that. And I wonder, well, certainly for you, you don't stay in the relationship long enough for it to do look that face. You don't stay in the relationship long enough where it's not what you want. You make a decision earlier on and you go, right, okay, this is not what I want and I need to move on here. And I find that very refreshing. What I'm trying to say is a lot of people stay in relationships forever and shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, totally. And this is what I mean. When you're feeling a bit rubbish about it, about stuff, you look at other people's relationships, like you said, on social media, and you're like, oh my God, They've got two kids, got a lovely yellow sofa. How wonderful. And then, you know, you might hear on the grapevine that he's cheated or something like that. But it's
gay.
He's gay, they're all gay. But it's just the perception of it. And I don't think, and that's why I don't post a lot on social media unless it's really, really important to me, because I don't think it's fair. It's good, you know, to put on Twitter, and I'm always liking people's positive stuff, but it can have a real detrimental effect.
I can't get my head around the sort of pouring out my heart on social media. Although, as I say, I've started to do that sort of thing. Did you then put out stuff that is, that's all pos, as you would say? And I just don't like it. I find it very uncomfortable, airing your dirty washing. Or the other one is when people, this I just can't get. It's so middle-class Britain, really. When people do a post of their child's birthday, or they actually post a post saying happy birthday to my son, Jimmy. First of all, Jimmy's not on social media because he's only fucking two. Secondly, most of the people that are saying, oh, happy birthday, Jimmy, probably haven't met him because he's only fucking two. But there's this huge line of posts and comments about Jimmy and his birthday. And I just think it's a pile of wank.
I don't agree with that. I'd probably say, if I knew the person, I'd probably say Hat Bird Jim. Like, no, things like that don't piss me off.
It's just the lies
that piss me off. But you know, I have a massive, massive issue with people that lie. From somebody saying it's not you, it's me. Like, for example, at the end of a relationship or something, I would literally, no word of a lie, rather somebody go, that spot of cellulite on your left buttock makes me want to vom into a pint glass and throw it in your face. Like, I would rather that than some absolute puny lie. You just don't want me. Like, it's, do you know what I mean? End.
Well, yes, because it's cowardice, isn't it? I can create and make and do and perform and make you feel like amazing, $1 million when I'm with you and all of that sort of stuff, but you don't know who I am. You can't find me. I think the challenge comes back to this thing about what I don't like about social media. I'm unable to sell myself. That's what it is. I hate selling myself. I really despise talking about what I can do for you, for example, and because we're all social media orientated nowadays, I hate talking about that stuff on social media. People who are business coaches will say, you need to talk about your wins. You need to talk about and celebrate those testimonials on social media and share it. And you need to be out there doing video and all of that. And I do, but the whole process of doing
it. Fake it till you make it.
That whole thing for me just doesn't sit well with me. Put me in front of the camera or on a situation like this, I can do all of that stuff. Don't have a problem with that. It's not a fear of not being good enough, because that's not the case. It's a fear of rejection.
I was just about to say, but rejection is, you have to think of rejection. You have to compartmentalize rejection, right? Because when you're coming out of a relationship, for example, and you're heartbroken, that rejection is not the same as not getting that job or not getting that client. Mm. It's not. So you have to compartmentalize. Otherwise, that's when the spiral starts.
I've just never been good at compartmentalizing. I've never been good at temperance. I don't have the gift of temperance. I feel the emotion. I feel the emotion, whether it's joy, whether it's sadness. I experience it fully in my body and my life when I experience an emotion. So I've never had that gift of sort of tempering things. What has happened in my life, which I find very fascinating, is my sexting. It's a thing. Did you know that?
Yes, mate, I do.
You're 29, so you would know, yeah. I've been doing this and I found it really funny. I found it funny because the things I've said are very risque, which I'm very impressed with how I can be risque. But I am a risque person. And funny how you can become quite vanilla if you allow yourself to be.
Bob's, there ain't nothing vanilla about me.
Yeah.
Raspberry Ripple.
Chop mint.
Right, I'm going because I need
it. See you later, Babs.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
So that's it. The name's New Bronner, Dion New Bronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.